The site that we're excavating is a place called Jeshut, and we believe that it's an early medieval church site, an ecclesiastical site, and there's never been any excavations there. But it's a place that is still important to local people because there's a holy well there, and there's a killeen, a children's graveyard, and there's also various cures associated with the site, and it's supposed to have been founded by St. Columbkill in the 6th century. So one of the things that we want to find out, for example, is does the site really go back to the 6th century, and is the local story about the founding of the place actually valid, if you like.
And it's important from your point of view that there is community investment in this dig. You do have local volunteers joining yourself and other professionals, and it's important that the site and its tradition and its place in the community is, as it were, respected.
That's right, very much so. We don't want this to be a project where the professionals parachute in. It's very much something that's happening with the community being involved with it. And so we've got the Jeshut Heritage Group involved very actively in the project in the last few years, and we've got various community volunteers taking part for varying lengths of time over the course of the excavation.
How long is the process going to take?
So the excavation itself is going to be 3 weeks, but we would hope that we would excavate again in the future. And then the actual excavation is just the start of it, because all the material that we find as part of that is all going to have to be analysed and looked at scientifically in the offices and laboratories and things afterwards. So material will be sent off to specialists to look at. So if we find pottery, for example, it'll go to the pottery specialist. If we find bits of metal, that'll go to metalwork specialists and so on.
How long do you believe it'll be before you're in a position to offer a definitive answer to the questions with regards to the age of the site and its possible provenance in terms of who founded it?
Well, we're talking about a few months to get radiocarbon dates done. So by this time next year, we should have a fair idea of where we stand. But before that as well, in Heritage Week, the last week of August, I'll be doing a talk as part of the Heritage Week events, going through the preliminary results and with the information that we've got at that point in time.